Are we ready, Ms. Jenna?
I am giving confirmation in one moment.
All right, so Jenna has told us that we are operational. Thank you so much for your patience. I have sat in meetings in this room before and just roasted. So if it gets too warm in here, we can absolutely open the door and get a little fresh air. All right, thank you so much. So I'd like to open the Apple Valley Town Council meeting. For January 27th, 2022, we will start by having our call to order. Mr. Sayre?
Kevin Sayre is present.
Andy McGinnis is here.
Mason Walters, present.
Robin Whitboy, present.
And our Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
All right, declaration of conflicts of interest. Mr. Sayre?
None.
Andy McGinnis, none.
Mason Walters, none.
Robin Whitmore, none.
All right, Mayor's updates, since this is a very long, potentially long meeting tonight, and I think we're going to have a lot on our plate, I will go ahead and defer that for now. Let's move right into public comments. For our comments, we have a lot of people, and I anticipate there might be a lot of participation in this area, so we are going to limit comments to 3 minutes. And we will make sure that we acknowledge anybody who is online who would like to speak as well. Jenna will be watching for that. And because this is public comments, please absolutely share any thoughts that you have about anything going on in the community or in particular anything on the agenda so that we can hear what you would like us to know for these agenda items in particular. Remember that this is a time for you to share your thoughts with us. This is not going to be a question and answer period. So share any thoughts that you have. Who would like to be first? Yes, and if you please come up front, and then we need you to state your name and address.
Rich Cobb. 2222 East Ranch Road, over on Bubbling Wells. I just have a concern about the connection from Canaan to the million gallon tank. I know it's a new dais, and I know you guys have a full plate, many issues, but that is like a main concern. There really hasn't been any concrete information as to projected connection, and I know that's a big topic. Water is a big topic in Apple Valley right now, especially over in the Sunshine Acres area. So I just want you to be aware of the fact that people are a little worried. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Jason Graham, 1950 East, 2000 South, and I wanted to have opportunity to speak today. We've had an opportunity to speak in private, and I'm concerned about some of the things I'm seeing in Apple Valley. I've only got 3 minutes, so I'm only going to address one particular item, and that's the scandal of you guys hiring back Junior as our fire chief. Now, I understand a new administration coming in and wanted to change directions from the previous system that Mayor Beto had set up. And so I can understand you firing that person and moving on. The process to do that, though, is very specific and very clear. So when you want to then hire somebody back, you post the opening. you follow the rules and procedures that are in the town's codes and manuals, and you hire that person. You interview, and you have other people have the opportunity to do that. Instead, you guys just took your buddy-buddy deal and hired back your husband's friend to be the fire chief, which is a shame on you moment. And I know my only solace really in this is that I know the attorney general is paying attention, because that's a problem. There's a way to do things right. You campaigned that you wanted to do things above board, honestly and correctly, but the actions are different than the words. That's all I've got.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rich Ososki, 1024, Little Pinion Way. I would like to speak in favor of Junior. I've known Junior since 2009. He has been extremely helpful to me. He's always been here when was needed. I've never had a problem with Junior. The last administration was the last administration. We are a new administration. And I've attended a lot of meetings, and I think it's only right that you brought him back, because there's a lot of history why he was taken off. I was with Junior when I was code enforcer, and I was at every meeting on Wednesday with the mayor. So I know the inside too of why he was let go. And it wasn't because he didn't do his job. So I'm in full benefit of Junior being here, because he is a person that you can trust.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to make a public comment? Please come up.
Hello, I'm Patricia Anderson. I hope to be a member of this community sometime very soon. I purchased a 1 acre lot here in Apple Valley in 2020. As part of that sale, I agreed to continue paying a water impact fee of $49, as the prior owner had paid this fee in order to maintain his obligation to the city to help support the water issues here. So I thought I had in place, and with others like me, access to clean water when I was ready to build a house. On the agenda tonight, we are going to discuss, or I presume you're going to discuss, a moratorium on what I consider to be a breach of contract between me and Apple Valley. And I feel like that you need to pony up and let me move ahead with my purchase and build on this property. It will be across the street. It will be within the community of Apple Valley. It is a 1 acre lot, and I have all my paperwork ready to submit, and I'm happy to give a copy of everything that I've done so far in order to build. And I hope you will reconsider putting a moratorium on building.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Please give Jenna that information. And we will be contacting you now. Thank you. And welcome to Apple Valley. Bye.
Travis Holm, Husky Lane. Thank you for removing some of my items to March today. And then I would like to request that we move item 11 to March also.
We will address that with you when it comes up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? All right, Jenna, do we have anyone online that would like to make a comment? No. All right, thank you. So we will move on to our consent agenda. Item number one, approval of special town council meeting minutes from January 3rd of 2020. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there someone
else? You have to close the public comment.
Oh, thank you so much, Margaret. I appreciate that. And Margaret, is your hair out of a braid?
Yes.
I need to see this. Okay, so thank you. Do we have a motion to close the public comments?
I so move.
Do we have a second?
I second.